West Nipissing Council is preparing to do away with mail-in ballots in advance of the October 26, 2026 election. The municipality plans to change to an electronic voting system that allows residents to cast their vote online or by telephone. A draft bylaw will be presented at a future meeting to enact the changes. Melanie Ducharme, West Nipissing's municipal clerk, reminded council, "We have traditionally used vote by mail since 2003. It has been successful, and prior councils have been happy with it." However, she emphasized the amount of work involved in tabulating the mail-in ballots. "It's a bit more labor-intensive. 6,500 envelopes to open on election night is a fair bit of work and creates a lot of waste," Ducharme said. "Also, the cost to mail the ballots is significant. In the 2022 municipal election, postage cost $18,850. Voter kits cost $26,650, and tabulators cost $14,725. Add staff costs, advertising, training, and supplies, and the 2022 election cost the municipality $113,654. Mail-in voting generated significant waste. Ducharme noted in her report to council, in 2022, with a 47% voter turnout, more than half of the voter kits mailed out, each consisting of 3 envelopes and 2 sheets of paper, were either thrown out or recycled. Ducharme's report explained that currently, the municipality prints 32 different ballot types to account for the 8 wards and 4 school boards. Up to 2014, those ballots were counted manually. In 2018, the municipality began using optical scan tabulators. Moving to internet and telephone voting will cost approximately $2.80 per electronic vote. Ducharme mentioned there are 13,500 West Nipissing voters. If all voted, the cost would be $37,800. Further, since the entire system is electronic, when the polls close on election night, the system tabulates the votes, and results are available almost immediately. There are no spoiled ballots and no possibility of human or mechanical error. The results are 100% accurate, Ducharme's report noted. See, introduction of electronic voting machines intended to speed up voting and ballot counting. Ducharme concluded, "Internet, telephone voting is accessible to all voters, supports secrecy and integrity, and greatly reduces staffing requirements. It provides flexibility for electors to cast their ballots when convenient, while ensuring immediate results once polls close." Council also has plans to implement a polling station at the municipal office, where residents can cast an electronic vote if they do not feel comfortable or are unable to vote from their own phones or computers. Municipal staff will prepare a bylaw to implement the changes to be voted on at a future meeting. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.